It's time for Lawrenceville Indian Basketball on Light 103 WAKO. Brought to you this season by People State Bank, Carl Richland Memorial Hospital, Scott's Health Mart Pharmacy, Lawrence County Health Department, KZ State Bank, Larry Bob's Pizza, Leggett Lumber, Wabash General Hospital, Cunningham Young Funeral Home, Ambrough Federal Credit Union, Bill Dobson Ford, WTHI TV 10, Best Way Express, Lawrence County Memorial Hospital, and Sippets and Sweet Teas. Lawrenceville Indian Basketball on Lawrence County Sports Leader, Light 103, WAKO.
Hey, good evening, everybody, and welcome to KZ, Illinois, the site tonight of Lawrenceville Indian Basketball. As the Lawrenceville Indians take on the KZ Westfield Warriors in Little Illini Conference play. I'm Steve Anderson. Bill Richardson's alongside. It's time for the Carl Richland Memorial Hospital pregame show. Indians season rapidly drilling down for the Tribe. Only three games remain, counting tonight. Indians play here against Casey. Then they'll make a road trip, a non-conference road trip, to Carmi White County on Tuesday before closing up the regular season at home a week from tonight when they take on the Paris Tigers in LIC play. So two conference games remaining, one non-conference game in the season. Indians come in with a record of 12-13, or 3-3 in the conference, while Casey is a sparkling 22-3, and they're 6-0 in the conference trying for the regular season championship. As I mentioned, Bill Richardson's alongside. Bill, for a while I thought that Casey was perhaps the best team in the league, but they were knocked out in the championship game of the LIC tournament. So they won't have a chance to win that, but they do have a chance to win the regular season title if they can finish out the season with the victories in their last conference games, including this one here.
Right. Casey is 22-3 overall. We think they've lost the losses were to T-Town, Fairfield, and Olney in that championship game, the LIC tournament. You're not going to find three better teams than that around here. I mean, that's three losses against quality opponents, but Casey is 6-0 in the LIC entering tonight's game. They took care of Olney in a regular season matchup before losing that tournament game, so they have three conference games left, and if they win all those, obviously they will be two conference games left, and they win both those, they're going to be the regular season champs. So you can argue which was more important, winning the conference tournament or winning the regular season. I say the regular season, I'd take that every time. Great season for the Warriors, and they're coached by a familiar guy, the man who was at Marshall for all those years, Tom Brannon, in his third year here at KZ, I believe, and things are really rolling right along for him. Of course, there's another twist to that story, is Randy Bishop, Lawrenceville's coach, did coach here at KZ for maybe 15 years or so. So there's some real ties there, and I know him and Coach Brannon are best of friends. It was good to see him talking before the game. They both had smiles on their faces. Going to be an interesting game. I think the Indians got their work cut out for them. Casey has the big Luke Richards kid. They list him at 6'6", and he probably weighs 250, 260, 270 in that neighborhood. Indians have had trouble. They don't really have anybody to counter big fellows like that, so I'm sure they'll have their hands full tonight stopping him. He was banged up, a little bit hurt during the conference tournament. Didn't play the first couple games. I think he came back in the championship game and has been playing since. So it'll be interesting to see how he fares tonight against whoever Randy Bishop decides to try and guard him with.
Not only do they have Luke Richards, they also have one of the best guards in the area and in the league, in number 23, Noah Livingston. He's a 6-foot, 180-pound sophomore, and he can really shoot from out. He can drive. He's just a good all-around player, one of the best players in the league. So Indians will face two of the best players in the league here in Luke Richards and Noah Livingston. Indian JV won 53-42. Damon Parkman had 16 points. Skylar Toole, 12, and Cale Powell, 11 in the victory. Again, the Indians winning the JV, a tight one, 53-52. Both these ball clubs trying to get a win here tonight. The Indians really need a win. They're 12-13, 3-3, and have struggled, lost three in a row.
Sure, you know, they've been chasing that 500 mark all season. They finally got there, got to a game above. They got to two games above, but they've played three really good teams here the last three games, lost three in a row. and again are 12-13, and it's if they're going to finish 500 or better, they better start winning.
To see a cardiologist but don't want to travel out of town? Carl Richland Memorial Hospital offers full-time cardiology services with Dr. Raymond Fisher of the Carl Heart and Vascular Institute. Dr. Fisher is available to see patients for an array of cardiac issues and can complete several diagnostic tests in-house. If you are in need of a cardiologist and don't want to travel far for appointments, call Dr. Fisher at 618-392-1139 to see how he can help you.
Happy New Year from your Lawrence County Health Department. I'm Fred England, administrator here at your Lawrence County Health Department. We here feel privileged to be able to offer so many valuable services locally to you, the residents of Lawrence and surrounding counties. Everyone at your Lawrence County Health Department thanks you for allowing us the opportunity to help. We wish you all a new year of health and prosperity.
At News 10, we bring you more of the day's top local stories, letting you know how they'll impact your town, your neighborhood, your family. When severe weather threatens, we bring you Mother Nature's story, helping keep you and your family safe until the storm is past. And what would life in the Wabash Valley be without our sports? Whether it's your high school or favorite local college, we keep you in step with your team's stories. The stories of the Wabash Valley, only on News 10. Coverage you can count on.
Back here at KZC, Anderson, Bill Richardson, Indian basketball on Light 103. Here are the starting lineups. First of all, for the Lawrenceville Indians, the visitors on the scoreboard here, it will be number 3, Connor Odell, in the starting lineup. Odell is a 6-foot senior, number 3. Also in the starting lineup, number 5, R.J. Nelms. He is a 6'2 senior. Number 10, Zeus Marsh. He is a 6'2 senior. Also, Jordan Jones, number 32. He's a 6-foot senior, or 6-foot junior, I should say. Number 33, Blaine Winningham. He is a 6'3 junior. So for the Indians, it's Odell, Nelms, Marsh, Jones, and Winningham. For the KZ Westfield Warriors of Tom Brannon, they'll start number 10, Ethan Gilbert. He's a 6'1", 160-pound senior. Number 12, Marcus Downs. He is a 6'4", 180-pound senior. Number 22, Will Hosselton. He's a 6-foot, 160-pound sophomore. We mentioned Noah Livingston in the pregame. He is a 6-foot, 180-pound sophomore. And number 44, the big guy in the middle, Luke Richards. He is a 6'6", 275-pound senior. So the lineup for Casey is Gilbert, Downs, Hosselton, Livingston, and Richards. Nice little special effects here, Gil. Bill. We haven't seen this in a while here. Little flashing lights here and spotlights and everything else. They really Hollywood it up here a little bit.
It's one of those things, Steve, where if we did that in Lawrenceville, I think it'd be really cool. But I really don't, I don't care for it too much. Let's just play some ball.
All right. It's the Indians and the Warriors here. Indians decided underdogs, but you never know. It'll be Zeus Mars against Big Luke Richards to start this game off. Glad you're with us. Friday Night Hoops. One more week remaining in the regular season. Three more games, including this one here tonight. Marsh against Richards, and the tap is controlled by the Warriors. Here is Livingston bringing it across the timeline on the right wing. Leaves it out front for Gilbert. Top of the key to Richards at the high post. They give him a lot of room out there. Right wing pass to Hosselton. Hosselton left side on the wing to Livingston. Livingston on the dribble. Indians starting out zone here. Instead of man-to-man, it's like a 1-2-2 zone with Odell out front. Here's a pass to Livingston. Left side on the wing. Now right side on the wing to Gilbert. Casey being very deliberate against this zone. Here's a three-pointer by Livingston. Good from the left wing. That guy can fill it up. And he hit from long range over the zone. And it's 3-0 in favor of Casey. Connor Odell across the timeline. Right wing pass to Jordan Jones. Top of the key to Nelms. Now on the left wing, Odell to the left baseline, cut off there. Winningham has the ball, pop loose, scramble for the loose ball, gets it underneath to Marsh, who shoots and scores. Zeus Marsh with the basket. And it is 3-2 in favor of the Warriors. Casey, the offensive end. Here is Noah Livingston back out front, top of the key to Marcus Downs. Now Livingston to the corner, and Casey throws it away.
Referees tonight, Steve, are Bob Schlotke, Mike Jones, and our good friend from the T-Town area, Carl Ripking.
And it comes to Odell off the turnover. Indians trailing 3-2 here early, 6:30 to go in the opening quarter of play. Steve Anderson and Bill Richardson with Indian basketball. Odell. Now to Jones on the right wing, top of the key to Marsh, down low to Winningham, bounce pass to Marsh, who lays it up and in.
What a nice play there. Winningham bounced it to Marsh, cutting to the hoop, and he laid it in to give the Indians the lead, 4-3.
6:10 to go here in the first quarter play. Again, the Indians back in that zone. Now it's a 2-3 zone with Winningham coming up to help out at the top. In the left corner to Hosselton. Now it's cross-court skip pass right side to Gilbert. Gilbert in the left corner to Hosselton. Back to Livingston. Back out front. Top of the key to Gilbert. Down in the corner to Hosselton. Feeds it back out front. Here's a drive down the lane. Gilbert's shot no good from 10. Marsh the rebound. Outlet pass to Odell. It needs with a 3-on-2 break. To Winningham. Lays it up and in. Lane Winningham with the basket. And the Indians on top by 3. 6-3 with 5:34 to go here in the first quarter of play. Ethan Gilbert throws it away. Turnover on the Warriors, and the Indians with the better of the play here in the early going. They have a 6-3 lead with 5:26 to go here in the opening quarter of play. Indians inbound. Here's Odell bringing it across the timeline on the dribble. Now right side of the baseline, Winningham heads to the hole, feeds it underneath to Marsh, and he's fouled as he was hacked underneath by Casey.
Marsh has 4 points already. Going to be going for 6 at the foul line.
Zeus Marsh at the line. His free throw is up and no good off the front iron.
Foul was on Livingston, the first foul of the game.
Zeus will have another free throw. Up and in. 1 out of 2 for Zeus. And the Indians lead by 4, 7-3, with 5:11 to go here in the opening quarter play. Gilbert between the circles. Now feeds underneath to Richards. Richards right side of the lane. And he's fouled as he puts it up. Once he gets the ball in that close,
yeah,
Bill, it's
cave
on the top
door,
of, yeah, almost impossible to stop. Luke Richards, 6'6", 275.
Foul on Jones. His first on the Indians.
5:01 to go here in the opening quarter. 7-3. Indians on top, make it 7-4. Richards with the free throw up and in. Luke Richards' fatheads over across the way. free throw up and in by Richards. Got them both, 7-5. Indians into Odell. Pressured out front by Gilbert. Brings it across the timeline on the right side dribble. Now top of the key to Jones. Jordan Jones got it out there in the man-to-man by Hosselton. Jones left side, goes to the baseline, cut off there. Back out to Marsh on the right wing. Zeus looks to the middle, feeds it to Winningham. Blaine heads to the hole, lays it up and in. Nice pass from Marsh to Winningham.
5 points for Marsh, 4 for Winningham. And then the Indians lead at 9-5.
4:30 to go here in the opening quarter play at Casey. Here's Livingston on the left wing. Right side skip pass to Gilbert. Gilbert on the baseline. Cut off. Now backs it out to Marcus Downs. Left corner to Hosselton. Back to Livingston, top of the key. Right side on the wing to Gilbert. Underneath to Richards. Ball knocked out of bounds. Off of Richards. It'll be Indian basketball.
Third turnover in the Warriors. Lawrenceville has none yet.
4:11 to go here in the opening quarter. Now some man-to-man pressure by Casey on the inbound. Winningham comes to help out. Lane brings it across the timeline himself. Feeds it down low to Marsh on the right wing. Has the ball stripped away and stolen away by Downs. Turnover on the Indians. Now to Gilbert. Down the lane he comes. He throws it up with the left hand. No good. Rebound controlled by Jones of the Indians. Jordan will bring it across the timeline. Underneath to R.J. Nelms. Fakes. Shoots. Has it blocked away by Richards. And he lost it out of bounds. It'll be KZ basketball.
Boy, R.J. Nelms mishandled that pass initially, or he would have been able to lay it in. By the time he picked it back up and tried to put it back up, Casey was there to defend it and blocked it away.
Across the timeline, Ethan Gilbert for the Warriors, bidding for their 23rd win of the year. 22-3, an outstanding record for this ball club. They feed it top of the key to Downs. Now underneath, we have a foul. No, a traveling violation against Casey.
Yeah, I think that was Bob Schlocky just blowing his whistle a little bit late. Looked like he traveled down the lane. They finally called it. That's good.
Connor O'Dell looks to the sidelines for Randy Bishop for instructions as he brings the ball across the timeline on the right side dribble. Now to Jones on the right wing. Jordan looking for somebody underneath. Can't find anybody. Now dribbles back out front. Winningham on the right baseline. Shot up. No good. Richards with a big paw out there for the rebound. Gets it off to Livingston. Right side. Dribbles to the middle. Free throw line. The left corner. Three-pointer on the way. High Archer off the mark. And no good by Hosselton. And the rebound to Marsh. Indians on the break. Nelms will wait for Marsh on the left wing. Zeus looks to the middle. Nothing happening there. Now back out front between the circles to Odell. 2:45 to go. Opening period. 9-5 Indians. Here's Marsh. Left baseline underneath to Jones. Cutting to the hole. Lays it up and in. What a beautiful pass that was by Zeus Marsh. A behind-the-back bounce pass from close quarters. And the Indians lead by 6. 11-5. 2:28 to go, first quarter. Floater in the lane, up and in by Livingston. This guy is really good. I watched him in the LIC tournament. He was outstanding, even in defeat.
Could take over a game.
He can. Here's Jones on the right wing, top of the key to Marsh, underneath the Winningham against Big Richards. Now feeds it to Nelms, who goes to the hole and scores. RJ with a strong move to the basket.
So now every Lawrenceville starter has scored at least 2 points with the exception of Odell.
2 minutes to go here in the opening period. 13-7. Indians off to a good start. Livingston down the lane. Ball tipped away by Odell. Recovered by Richards. Back out to Livingston between the circles. Livingston looking for a screen from Richards. Left side. Cut off there by Jones. Cross-court skip pass to Hosselton. High in the middle now. Now they go Livingston in the corner. A three. Got it again. That kid cannot be left alone. He'll bury you.
He's got 8 points. He's 3 out of 3 from the floor, with 2 of those being three-pointers.
13-10. Indians by 3. Odell with a minute 23 across the timeline. Jones, right wing three-pointer. Now it's off the mark and saved inbounds by R.J. Nelms, but right to Luke Richards. And Casey goes on the attack. Livingston. Now to Gilbert in the corner to Hosselton. Back out to Gilbert on the right wing. Underneath on the left baseline, shot up. And no good by Downs. Rebounded up and in by Richards. Big Luke Richards in there. About. And it's 13-12. Casey's cut the lead to 1. 53 seconds to go here in a fast-moving first quarter. Between the circles, Jones for the Indians. Looks to the right side, leaves it off there for Odell. Now left side to Nelms in the Indian motion offense. Underneath to Zeus Marsh. Marsh in the middle, puts it up with the right hand. He scores.
Seven points for Marsh.
Zeus with the hoop. And it's 15-12 Indians, 30 seconds to go here in the opening quarter. Gilbert, Livingston in the left corner. Three-pointer on the way. A high archer up and in. Hosselton. Will Hosselton, the 6-foot sophomore. And it's 15 all, 13 seconds to go here in the opening quarter. Jones on the right wing for the Tribe. Top of the key to Odell. 7 seconds to go. Odell to Jones in the right corner. Jones, 2 seconds to go. Gets a shot off. It's off the mark as the first quarter comes to an end. On the People's State Bank scoreboard after one quarter here at Casey, it's Casey 15, Lawrenceville 15. This is Indian basketball on Light 103.
When was the last time you were rewarded for doing things that make life easier? Reward checking at People's State Bank does just that. Simply use your debit card get your statements online and set up automatic transactions to earn interest on the money in your account. You're basically being rewarded for doing the things you do every day.
Visit us today for full details on reward checking available on personal accounts only. People State Bank, your community bank, member FDIC, online at psbnewton.com.
Do you have a CDL? If you're looking for a local driving job, Best Way Express is looking for you. If you are at least 23 with 1 year truck driving experience, Best Way Express has immediate openings for spotter drivers in Princeton. Starting pay is $17.10 per hour with guaranteed overtime and a monthly safety bonus available. Don't wait. Call Best Way Express today, 833-237-8929. That's 833-BEST-WAY. Drivers are needed today.
Indian basketball brought your way by People State Bank, mortgages, mobile banking, and more. They're your community bank. And by WTHI-TV, depend on News 10, news, sports, and weather coverage you can count on. Second quarter, Indians with the ball. Blaine Winningham, a drive down the lane, no good. Big Richards with the rebound for Casey. And the Warriors with a chance to take the lead here. Just underway in the second quarter, 7:38 to go. Steve Anderson and Bill Richardson. Here's a long arcing jumper. Good from the corner by Hasselton. He's starting to heat up from the corner. Casey has the lead.
Yeah, he's got 2 3-pointers now.
I think that's their first lead of the night.
They led 3-0.
Oh, yeah, they did. Okay. They did lead early. 18-15. They lead by 3 now. 7:15 to go. Feeding underneath to Winningham. Shot up and in. Nice pass from Odell to a cutting Blaine Winningham down the lane.
3 baskets, 6 points for Blaine tonight.
And the ball out of bounds off the hands of the Warriors. Marcus Downs, it'll be Indian basketball.
That's the 5th turnover on KZ Steve. The Indians have 1 shooting that first quarter. Lawrenceville 7-11 from the floor, 0-2 3-point range. 1-2 from the foul line. KZ was 5-9, 3-4 3-point range, 2-2 from the foul line.
Indians with the ball, Jones out front. Now left wing pass to Odell, dribbles out front to Noah Weger, who's checked into the game. Here's Jones down the lane, feeding it underneath to Winningham, but he wasn't ready for the pass, intercepted by Gilbert. Off to Livingston, on the right side dribble. Livingston to the middle, leaves it top of the key for Gilbert. Back to Livingston, three-pointer on the way. This one no good, and the rebound brought down by Jones of the Indians. Tribe trailing 18-17 down the lane. Odell, his shot up off glass and in.
First score of the night for Connor Odell, and now all Indians have scored who started.
Indians lead 19-18. 6:18 to go, second quarter. Gilbert underneath to Richards. Intercepted by Jones. Now to Marsh. Zeus, two-on-one break. Tried to pass it to Odell, but hustling back and knocking it out of bounds was Ethan Gilbert. Else that would have been an easy Indian basket.
Yeah, Zeus had the right idea, just couldn't get it to Odell.
Marsh inbounding for the Indians underneath the basket. Now to Jones. Underneath now to Marsh on the right baseline. Goes up over Richards, can't get it. Richards with the rebound. Now out to Livingston across the timeline. Right side dribble, right corner to Gilbert. Gilbert dribbles to the middle. Free throw line, left side. Hasselton, another three. High Archer got it again. Hasselton beginning to really zone in from that spot in the corner, and it's 21-19. Casey Odell across the timeline on the right side dribble to the middle, top of the lane, now free throw lane, down the lane, 12 footer off the mark, missed it badly, and Downs the rebound. Now to Hasselton, feeds it back to Gilbert on the right wing, top of the key, Livingston a three, got it. The Casey guards are killing the Indians out front. Hasselton and Livingston forcing Randy Bishop to call a timeout. On the Ambrose Federal Credit Union scoreboard, 5:24 to go. Second quarter, KZ 24, Indians 19. This is Indian basketball on Light 103.
Sweet Teas and Sip It in Lawrenceville has new ownership.
New Sweet Teas owner Cody Akers welcomes all past and current customers to stop by and allow the Sweet Teas team to make your Indians and Salukis apparel, as well as your company's branded clothing and accessories. Sweet Teas is committed to competitive pricing, quality workmanship, quick turnaround, and friendly professional service. Cody's partner JD, new owner of Sip It, is presenting new items like fresh donuts daily, along with new food and drink choices to Sip It's menu.
The new Sweet Teas and Sip It
support Lawrence County schools and businesses.
Indian basketball, Light 103, brought your way by Carl Richland Memorial Hospital. They've got you covered medically from head to toe. And by Lawrence County Health Department, complete wellness, body, mind, and community. 5:20 to go, second quarter, 24-19, Casey. Damon Parkman into the game for the first time. Here's Odell on the dribble on the right side. Back out top of the key to Marsh. Zeus looks to the middle. Nothing happening there. Now right side on the wing to Odell. Odell trying to get it to Parkman underneath. It's intercepted, knocked away. Good defense there by Hasselton. Now right side to Livingston on the wing. Feeds it underneath to a cutting Downs, who lays it up and in, and a foul and a chance at a three-point play. Hasselton really killing the Indians here in this game. He and Livingston.
Well, they're both 3 out of 4 from three-point range, Steve. The KZ Warriors are 6 out of 8 as a team from three-point range. Both of those guys, 3 out of 4.
At the line, trying to complete a three-point play is Marcus Downs, and he does. 27-19, an 8-point lead. Cale Powell into the game will bring it across the timeline for the Indians. Left side on the wing to Parkman. Damon looks to the middle. Back between the circles to Wager. Right side on the wing to Powell. Top of the key now to Parkman. Almost a knock away there by Livingston. Parkman on the dribble down the lane. Feeds it in the corner to Powell. Powell back out front to Wager. Noah on the dribble. Picked up out there by Hasselton. Now here's Wager down the lane, feeds it to Parkman, left side of the basket, lays it up and in.
Stops a 9-0 run.
Damon Parkman with the basket, number zero. And it's 27-21. Casey, Indians sag back in that zone. Hasselton, Livingston, back out top of the key to Gilbert, left corner. Hasselton, another three, a high arcer. This one off the mark. However, it's rebounded by Marsh. Zeus, now with the Indians with numbers, 2-on-1. To Wager, lays it up and in. Noah Wager with the basket. Indians had numbers that time as they quickly got the ball down the floor. 27-23, Casey. 3:45 to go, second quarter. Livingston, top of the key to Gilbert. Three-pointer on the way. In and out, no good. Rebound brought down by Marsh. Outlet pass to Wager across the timeline on the left side dribble. Thought about a long three, now to Marsh. Zeus at the free throw line, leaves it for Winningham at the top of the key. Lane, down low to Parkman, turns from 10, got it. Damon Parkman with the basket. He's getting more and more varsity playing time.
Four quick points here.
Had a good JV game, and it's 27-25. Indians back within two. Again, they sag back in that zone, 2-3. Gilbert out front, left side to Livingston. Livingston on the dribble. Now to Richards, top of the key. Hasselton in the corner, another three. No good. Rebounded by Marsh. Quick outlet pass to Wager, right side, underneath down to Parkman. Turns to the hole, shoots, no good. He left it short. And the rebound brought down by Livingston. Across the timeline, left side of the lane. Now backs it out to Gilbert, top of the key. They lob underneath for Richards. Shoots and scores. Big Richards inside is sealed off his man. Reached up a hand and tapped it in.
Six tonight for Luke Richards.
29-25. Casey, 2:33 to go here in the second quarter. Powell has the ball deflected away, recovered by Marsh. Now Powell in the left corner. His off-balance three is no good. Rebounded by Livingston. Across the timeline, top of the circle. Livingston down the lane. Dipsy-Doo move, lays it up and in. Noah Livingston with the basket. And it's 31-25, a six-point lead as this game moves rapidly. 2:10 to go, second quarter. Underneath the Winningham, underneath against Richards. Puts it up, no good. Puts it up over him again and scores. Blaine Winningham.
8 tonight for Blaine Winningham.
31-27. Casey by 4. A minute 50 to go, second quarter. Here's Hasselton in the left corner. This time the Indians right on him. Right side to Gilbert on the wing. Here's Hasselton in the corner. Livingston down the lane, left side. Feeds it back out to Gilbert. Loads up a long three. In and out, no good. Winningham the rebound for the Indians. Minute 34 to go here in the second quarter. 31-27. Lawrenceville trailing Casey. Here in Casey. Here's Winningham on the right baseline. Goes around Richards. Cut off, though. The ball knocked out of bounds. It'll be Indian basketball underneath their own hoop as Dawson Dallop checks into the game.
First sub of the night for Casey.
He's a 5'10 sophomore, 160-pound guard for Tom Brannon. Winningham looking to inbound, does to Parkman, back out to Marsh, in the middle to Winningham. Winningham spins against Richards, puts it up over him, missed it. Rebound control by Gilbert. Gilbert across the timeline, a minute 14 to go. Gilbert down the lane, right side. Down the right corner, three-pointer on the way by Downs is good. Downs the three-pointer to 6'4", 180-pound senior.
That's his first, but the Warriors have 7 threes tonight.
34-27, less than a minute to go here in a fast-moving first half. Powell now to Wager. Underneath, the ball tapped away and recovered by Dalipi of Casey. Off to Gilbert across the timeline, 45 seconds to go. In the corner, Livingston loads up a three. Off the mark, no good. Rebounded by Downs. Back out front, top of the key. Three-pointer by Gilbert, no good. Long rebound run down by Powell of the Indians with 30 seconds to go here in the second quarter. 34-27, Casey. Marsh on the deep left wing for the Indians. Feeds it down low to Winningham. Around Richard, shoots and scores.
Double digits tonight now for Blaine Winningham.
He's got the quickness on Big Richards, but size-wise, no contest. Across the timeline, Livingston, 34-29. Casey by 5 with 6 seconds to go. Livingston top of the key, now to Gilbert. Gilbert now in the corner to Dalipe. Back out to Livingston, doesn't get the shot off in time. Casey botched that up, and that's the end of a fast-moving first half of play. Indian basketball is brought your way by Citizens National Bank, Lawrenceville Banking Center, No Better Banking. Also by Scott's Health Mart Pharmacy in downtown Bridgeport, your locally owned and operated pharmacy. And also by Leggett Lumber and Hardware, everything you need for all your projects, get it at Leggett. We're at halftime here in this LIC contest from Casey, Steve Anderson and Bill Richardson. At halftime, it's the Casey Westfield Warriors 34, Lawrenceville Indians 29. Back with the halftime report. In 3 minutes, this is Indian basketball on Light 103.
This is Ernie Rolls with Scott's Drugs in the beautiful downtown Bridgeport, Illinois. I want to thank Bridgeport and all of Lawrence County for the business over the last 33 years. Sue and I will permanently stop operation and transfer all prescription records to CVS Pharmacy. This is due to a fruitless 4-year search for an independent buyer, decreasing reimbursements from third-party payers, increased paperwork by the government and third-party payers, ongoing and new chronic health problems for myself, as well as a desire to travel more. It is with a heavy heart that we take this step. We will miss the many friends and customers that we have had the privilege to serve over the last 33 years. You all have our undying gratitude. Again, thank you, Ernie and Sue Rolls. Scott's Health Mart Pharmacy.
Casey State Bank, a proud supporter of area youth sports teams because the key elements, preparation, teamwork, a collaborative can-do attitude, are how you define a great team. At Casey State Bank, they practice those same principles every day. The dedicated and skilled staff at Casey State Bank has been helping neighbors, family, and friends with personal and business solutions for over 110 years. It's what they do. Your community. Your bank. KZ State Bank. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
It's national tax time, and Bill Dobson Ford is having a national tax time blowout. All used inventory is drastically reduced. No gimmicks, no tricks, no hidden fees. No reasonable offer refused. Payments start as low as $88 per month. Drive one and save during the National Tax Time Blowout at Bill Dobson Ford in downtown Washington, or shop 24/7 at BillDobson.com. You'll see why their customers say a Dobson deal is a better deal.
Bo's Pizza can spice up your night with some pop, Italian and beef.
Sandwich, that is.
Have you ever tried the legendary breadsticks at Larry Bob's Pizza in Lawrenceville?
You mean those great, garlicky, buttery breadsticks that only Bob's can bring you?
Yes, and Bob's will bring it to you in your home. You can stop in or have your favorite specialty pizza delivered, or stick with the classic fruit. Call 943-2612 for delivery or carryout at Bob's Pizza in Lawrenceville on State Street. Call 618-943-2612.
Wabash General Hospital has an off-site for orthopedic and sports medicine at Lawrence County Memorial Hospital. Patients are seen at the Lawrence County Memorial Hospital location every Friday and every other Monday from 8 to 4. Dr. Julko Fulop, Dr. Karsten Slater, Julia Corwin, PAC, and Jenna Kentner, NP. Wabash General Hospital in Mount Carmel is proud to help serve Lawrence County with orthopedic and sports medicine at Lawrence County Memorial Hospital. Call Wabash General Hospital at 618-707-4360.
Back here at Casey, Steve Anderson along with Bill Richardson, Indian basketball on Light 103. We're here at halftime. It is the KZ Warriors over the Lawrenceville Indians, 34-29. Time now for the Lawrence County Memorial Hospital Larry Boats Pizza halftime report. Bill has a look at some of the first half numbers.
Steve, it's been a good first half, entertaining first half. The KZ Warriors lead it here 34-29 at halftime. KZ took a 3-0 lead on that first of their the first of their 7 three-pointers in the game gave them a 3-0 lead. The Indians went on a 7-0 spree at that point. They threw out most of the first quarter. Hosselton's three tied the game at the end of the first quarter, 15 apiece. Second quarter belonged more to KZ. They had a 9-0 run in that quarter at one point. Eventually outscored the Indians 19-14 in the second quarter and enabled them to take a 34-29 lead here at halftime. Some team stats. The Indians are 14 out of 24 from the floor, so that's pretty good. 0 of 3 from three-point range. They've been to the line only twice, hit one of them. 1 of 2 at the foul line for the Indians. KZ is 12 of 23 from the floor. They really did a lot of damage from the three-point range, especially early in that first half. Later on in the half, they started missing some. But KZ still is 7 of 15 from three-point range in the game. The Warriors are 3 out of 3 from the foul line. Turnovers, not much of a factor here. Lawrenceville's turned the ball over 4 times. KZ 6. Both teams have 10 rebounds. Zeus Marsh has 6 rebounds to lead the Indians, and Richards has grabbed 5 rebounds to lead KZ Warriors. Scoring for KZ, first of all, Livingston has 13 points. He hit 3 three-pointers out of 5 attempts and had a couple of other baskets. 13 points for Livingston. Hosselton is 3 out of 6 from three-point range. He has 9 points here at halftime. Marcus Downs hit a three-pointer and had an old-fashioned three-point play for 6 points. Luke Richards also has 6 points. He is 2 out of 2 from the floor, 2 out of 2 from the foul line. Ethan Gilbert started for the Warriors, missed all 5 shots he took. 3 of those were threes. He's not scored in the first half. Off the bench, Dawson DeLappi has not scored. He's the only KZ player to play off the bench. For the Indians, Blaine Winningham has hit 5 out of 8 shots, and he leads the way with 10 points. Zeus Marsh has 7 points. He scored all those very early in the ballgame, all in the first quarter, 7 points for Marsh. Damon Barkman came off the bench and hit a couple of baskets in the second quarter. He has 4 points at halftime for the Indians. Connor O'Dell has a basket for 2. R.J. Nilms has a basket for 2. Jordan Jones has a basket for 2. And Cale Powell has played off the bench but did not score. So halftime we have KZ 34 on their senior night, the Lawrenceville Indians 29.
We're back to talk more about this first half after this from Lawrence County Memorial Hospital and Larry Bob's Pizza.
Bob's Pizza can spice up your night with some pop, Italian beef.
Sandwich, that is.
Have you ever tried the legendary breadsticks at Larry Bob's Pizza in Lawrenceville?
You mean those great, garlicky, buttery breadsticks that only Bob's can bring you?
Yes, and Bob's will bring it to you in your home. You can stop in or have your favorite specialty pizza delivered, or stick with the classic fruit. Call 943-2612 for delivery or carryout at Bob's Pizza in Lawrenceville on State Street. Call 618-943-2612.
Lawrence County Memorial Hospital provides compassionate, professional health care in a small-town setting and meets the highest standard of excellence. Unlike hospitals that use a staff of hospitalists, Lawrence County Memorial Hospital takes pride in its continuity of care and patient familiarity by using a small group of local physicians that have a history with Lawrence County residents. For more information on services offered by Lawrence County Memorial Hospital, visit lcmhosp.org. Lawrence County Memorial Hospital, a local hospital serving local people.
Back here on the Lawrence County Memorial Hospital Larry Bob's Pizza halftime report, Steve Anderson and Bill Richardson. Indians trail KZ 34-29. Bill, Indians are down by 5. Got off to a good start, hanging right in there.
Yeah, they're playing really well. They seem to be able to find those cutters going down the lane. I know that's how Winningham has most of his baskets, like you alluded to. He's a little quicker than Richards, just not as big. And Blaine has hit 5 out of 8 shots. So, you know, that's going well for them. And later in the half, you know, the Warriors started missing some of those three-pointers. They couldn't miss early. They were they hit 3 out of 4 in the first quarter and 3 of their first 4 in the second quarter. So at one point they were 6 out of 8 from three-point range, and now they're 7 out of 15. So they've gone cold in the three-point stripe, which is what Lawrence still needs. Continue this, and they could get to maybe trim into this five-point lead, maybe even move ahead and win the game. That'd be great.
All right, again, the Indians trying to knock off the Warriors here, pull off an upset here late in the season. Again, the Indians with only a week remaining in the regular season play here at Casey tonight at Carmi White County, non-conference play on Tuesday, and then we'll close up the regular season a week from tonight. It'll be senior night for the Indians against the Paris Tigers. Again, the Indian JV won here, 53-52. Damon Parkman with 16 points. Skylar Toole with 12. Cale Powell with 11. That has been the Lawrence County Memorial Hospital Larry Boats Pizza halftime report. Just ready to begin the second half. I might mention that the Indians are in their traveling red uniforms with the white numerals and the red and white trim. KZ in the home white uniforms with the purple numerals and the purple and yellow trim. KZ with the ball to begin the third quarter. Glad you're with us. Friday Night Hoop, Indians and KZ. Warriors with the ball to begin the third quarter as Richards underneath shoots no good as they got it down to him on the right baseline. He was fouled and will have to earn him at the free throw line. Indian basketball brought your way by Wabash General Hospital in Mount Carmel. People you know, helping people you love in a time of need. And the Cunningham Young Funeral Home in Lawrenceville, their family serving your family in a time of need as big Luke Richards hits the free throw and KZ leads 35-29. 36-29, first points of the second half.
Richards now 4-4 at the foul line, and he has 8 points.
Powell across the timeline on the dribble, guarded in the man-to-man by Gilbert, now up to Winningham. Right side on the wing to Parkman. Top of the key to Marsh, Zeus. Left side to Powell on the wing. Now back top of the key to Parkman. Damon looks over the situation, nothing happening. Now left side to Powell, off his hands and out of bounds. Indian turnover.
Tough break there. Casey, the defender, stuck his arm up, wasn't even looking, and the ball deflected off his arm. Changed the trajectory. And went off the arms of Powell and out of bounds.
Here's Gilbert between the circles. Powell. Now they feed it underneath the Richards right side. Now he throws it over the head of the intended receiver. That was Hosselton out of bounds. It'll be a turnover on the Warriors, Indian basketball.
Jones in, Noah Weger out for the Indians, 50 seconds into the third period.
36-29, 7:10 to go. Jones will inbound for the Indians. Into Powell. Powell missed the Indian game on Tuesday with an illness. Back tonight. Here's the ball tipped away and a scramble for it. Saved in, but right to Powell by Casey. Now to Marsh on the right wing underneath to Parkman, who shoots and scores. Damon Parkman with a basket. Nice pass by Zeus Marsh to find him. And it's 36-31. Casey. Here's Gilbert, beating it down low to Richards underneath from the right side of the basket, lays it up and in. Again, anything from 10 feet in, and he's impossible to stop, as big as he is. 38-31, Casey. Marsh underneath, shoots and scores for the Indians over the top of Richards. Again, the Indians using their quickness with Marsh and Winningham down low, and it's 38-33, Casey. Livingston on the left wing, top of the key to Gilbert. Gilbert on the dribble. Now feeds it underneath to Downs. Downs back out front to Gilbert. Three-pointer on the way by the left-hander. No good. Long rebound to Marsh for the Indians. Zeus gets it to Jones. Jordan across the timeline. Left side to Powell on the deep wing. Looks to the middle. Top of the key now to Parkman. Parkman on the dribble. Feeds it now to Marsh at the top of the key. Zeus, free throw line dribble. Back out to Jones, underneath to Winningham. Shot up, no good on the right baseline, and a foul charged against Casey.
And it's been to the line only twice tonight, so Blaine will be making his first trip. Foul is on Richards, and that's his first.
Blaine Winningham at the line for Indian free throws. First one on its way, and good. 38-34, Indians down by only four here. 5:43 to go, third quarter. Another free throw on its way. Good again. 38-35. Livingston across the timeline on the left side dribble. Gilbert, top of the key. Now right side on the wing to Hosselton. Back out front to Gilbert. Against the Indian zone. Packed back in there against Big Richards. Down the baseline to Downs. Double teamed. Back to Hosselton. His floater in the lane is up and in from about 8 feet. Hosselton with the basket.
11 tonight for Will Hosselton.
Across the timeline, Powell, 5:10 to go. Third quarter, 40-35 Casey. Here's Jones on the left wing to the baseline. Feeds it now to Winningham. Ball knocked away. Scramble for the loose ball. Casey has it. Here's Hosselton heading to the other end. Shoots and scores. Hosselton with the basket. He's having a career game against the Indians. 42-35, KZ by 7. 4:50 to go here in the third quarter.
Yeah, Jones, he has 13 now. I'm sorry, Steve.
Jones across the timeline. Left side to Powell on the wing. Looks to the middle. Finds Marsh, left side of the lane. Zeus cut off there. Now dribbles to the right baseline. Now to Jones. Baseline jumper by Winningham. Right side off the mark from about 15 feet. Rebounded by Downs. Off to Livingston. Across the timeline. There's Gilbert feeding it underneath the Downs. In the corner, three-pointer on the way is good. That's Hosselton again. That guy has been crazy tonight from three-point land.
Well, that's his fourth.
And it's a 10-point lead, 45-35 for Casey. Three balls, the difference in this game here tonight. Here's Powell, top of the key. Winningham on the deep left wing, top of the key to Marsh. Marsh on the dribble, right side. Backs it out now, underneath now to Jones. And knocked out of bounds by Livingston. It'll be Indian basketball. Nelms in, and Odell in. Powell and Parkman are out for Randy Bishop's Indians. Zeus Marsh, the trigger man for the Indians. Into Jones in the left corner. Haven't heard much from Jordan tonight, scoring-wise. Here's Marsh in the left corner. Cut off there, needs some help. Finds Winningham, who comes out deep on the right wing. Now leaves it off for Nelms. RJ beats it right side on the wing to Jones. Right corner to Odell. 3:30 to go. Third quarter, 45-35. Indians down by 10. Jones to the left baseline. Jumper is knocked away by, I think, Gilbert. We'll wait and see. It was Gilbert. 1-0. And Jordan Jones to the line for Indian free throws.
Jordan's first trip to the foul stripe tonight. The Indians are 3 of 4 as the team. Make that 4 of 5. He hit that.
45-36. Tribe down by 9 points. Now by 8. 45-37. Jones with both those free throws.
Stopped a 7-0 KZ run.
Livingston on the dribble between the circles to Gilbert. Now left wing to Livingston, back to Gilbert, between the circles again, right side wing, dribble. Now in the corner, Livingston. Back out front to Gilbert. Looks for a screen, top of the key from Downs. Underneath to Richards, wide open, shoots and scores. And he's got caught napping that time in that back end of that zone, little seam there. And they found it to Big Richards.
Now has 12 points.
47-37, Casey. Marsh. Left wing dribble, top of the key to Jones, right side of the wing to Nelms. Ball knocked away, and off of R.J. Nelms, it'll be KZ basketball.
Seventh turnover on Lawrenceville, third in the third quarter.
Noah Livingston across the timeline on the right side dribble, in the 2-3 zone by the Indians. 47-37, they trail. Here's Livingston to Gilbert. Now in the right corner to Hosselton. Beats it in the middle to Richards. Double team. Goes to the middle. Shot partially blocked by Winningham. Got a hand on it. Now to Odell. Across the timeline. Right side dribble to the baseline. Throws it up. Off glass. No good. But a foul. And have to earn him at the free throw line. 2:19 to go. Third quarter. 47-37. Casey. Connor Odell at the line for the Indians. Number 3. 6 foot senior, free throw up and in. 47-38. Indians trying to maintain contact with the Warriors here on their home floor on senior night. Spoil it. Free throw up and in. 47-39, down by 8. Gilbert across the timeline. Now to Livingston on the deep left wing. Back to Gilbert between the circles. Double team. Gilbert dribbles away from the pressure. Underneath to Richards. Lays it up and in.
Too easy.
Yeah, double team, and somebody fell asleep on the back side of that zone. And it's 49-39, back to a 10-point lead. Here's Marsh on the right baseline, double team. Odell on the right corner, dribbles to the middle, puts it up from 8. No good. Nelms the rebound, feeds it to Marsh. 12-footer. Zeus got it from the right baseline. 49-41, Casey. A minute 43 to go here in the third quarter. Gilbert top of the key. Livingston on the right wing. Back out between the circles to Gilbert. Gilbert looking for an outlet pass. They're intercepted by Odell. Now to Marsh. Zeus heading to the other end. Jams it home with two hands. The high-flying Zeus Marsh. And it's 49-43. Indians down by 6. Indians, again, ball-hawking all over the floor. Here's Hosselton in the corner. A three-pointer on the way. No good. Rebounded by Whittingham. Off to Jones. Now to Odell across the timeline right side underneath the Marsh. Minute 4 to go. Underneath the Whittingham cut, I should say Jones cutting to the hole. Ball deflected away. Randy Bishop thought there was a foul there, but no call forthcoming. Now Casey wants to move it up floor quickly. Have a 2-on-1 break. Richards lays it up and in.
That's really unfortunate, Steve, because he was hammered down there at the other end and didn't get the call and led right to a layup for Richards.
51-43, 43 seconds to go, third quarter. Another fast-moving quarter here in Casey. Top of the key to Odell. Trying to feed it to Whittingham. Blaine gets it. Now in the middle with the dribble. Lays it up and in. Found himself wide open underneath after a dribble. 14, everybody backed away from him.
14 tonight for Blaine.
51-46. Indians down by 6. 20 seconds to go here in the third quarter. Here's Gilbert. Top of the key to Richards. Right side of the baseline. In the corner. They feed it back out to Livingston on the left wing. 9 seconds to go. Livingston double team near the half line. Feeds it underneath to Hosselton, but he lost it out of bounds. Indian ball will have a length of the floor to go with 4.4 seconds to go in the third quarter, trailing by 6, 51-45. Nelms the trigger man, DeMarsh, Zeus, off to Odell. Three-pointer on the way by Connor is off the mark, no good. And that's the end of the third quarter of play. On the People's State Bank scoreboard after 3. Got a game here, folks. It's Casey 51, Lawrenceville 45. We're back with the final quarter after this. This is Indian Basketball on Light 103.
Lawrence County High School Sports. All the hard work, all of the spirit, and all of the heart. It's what memories are made of. Embraugh Federal Credit Union is proud to sponsor Lawrence County High School Sports. Please get out and take in the games.
Cheer the Indians. Cheer the Salukis.
Show your appreciation for the hard work that's put in to make Lawrence County High School Sports such a grand tradition year after year. Embraugh Federal Credit Union wants to say thank you to everyone involved with Lawrence County High School Sports. Go Teams!
Lawrence County Memorial Hospital provides compassionate, professional health care in a small-town setting and meets the highest standard of excellence. Unlike hospitals that use a staff of hospitalists, Lawrence County Memorial Hospital takes pride in its continuity of care and patient familiarity by using a small group of local physicians that have a history with Lawrence County residents. For more information on services offered by Lawrence County Memorial Hospital, visit lcmhosp.org. Lawrence County Memorial Hospital. A local hospital serving local people.
Indian basketball brought your way by Ambrose Federal Credit Union, by Bill Dobson Ford in Washington, Indiana, and by Best Way Express. We're underway with the fourth quarter, folks, 51-45. Casey, Indians hanging right in there against the favored Warriors. Casey with the ball to begin the final period. Steve Anderson and Bill Richardson here from Casey. Casey working it on the perimeter of the Indian zone. Now it looks like, well, they're still playing zone. Here is Livingston at 3 from the right wing. No good. Rebounded by Marsh. Outlet pass to Nelms. Quickly across the timeline on the right side dribble. Top of the key to Marsh. Three-pointer by Zeus. No good. Saved in by Odell, but he saved it into Hosselton. Now a 2-on-1 break at the other end. Richards lays it up and in. Big Luke Richards running the floor. You know what they say about the big guy running the floor, Bill? Better feed him. or he won't do it again.
18 tonight for Richards.
There's Jones, a three from the deep left wing. Jordan Jones, a big three to keep the Indians close. 53-48, 6:53 to go in the game. Again, the Tribe, this time looks like a 3-2 zone. In the middle now to Richards at the free throw line, back out to Gilbert, and they'll set up. Again, the Indians have played zone virtually this entire game. They can't match up man-to-man with Richards inside as they're trying to knock him down. Here's Richards on the baseline, throws it up from eight, no good, and the rebound brought down by the Indian Zeus Marsh, and a rebounding foul charged on Casey. 6:28 to go in this game. Lawrenceville trailing 53-48 to Casey here in Casey. And it comes to Odell. He'll be picked up by Gilbert near the half line. Brings it across the timeline on the dribble between the circles. Now down the lane, heads to the hole, feeds it to Marsh. Left side 12-footer by Zeus. In and out, no good. And Richards with the rebound for Casey. Outlet pass to Gilbert. Long down court heave to Livingston. Livingston down the lane, lays it up with a left hand, short. Rebounded by Marsh. Now to Winningham. Blaine on the right side of the lane. Heads to the middle. Spins around Richards. Throws it up there awkwardly with the left hand. And it's off the mark. And the rebound is brought down by Casey. 5:48 to go in the game. Hosselton, a runner in the lane. No good from about 12. And the ball out of bounds. It'll be Casey basketball. 5:44 to go here in the game. Indian on defense here. Gilbert will inbound. From our broadcast point here, we're part of the action in front of us here is covered up. Here's a long jumper, top of the key by Downs. Well off the mark. Rebounded by Jones. Brings it across the timeline on the right side dribble. Waits for his teammates. Now dribbles to the top of the key. Left side to Odell on the wing. 5:30 to go. 53-48. Here's Winningham. Now top of the key to Nelms. Nelms looks to the middle. Now to Marsh. Marsh right side on the lane. Underneath to Odell. Odell double team. Back out to Winningham on the right side. Now top of the key to Marsh. In the middle to Winningham. Left side of the lane. Feeds it underneath to Odell. Lays it up and in from about 7 feet. Right baseline. 53-50, Indians within three. 5 minutes to go in the game. Indians are hanging in there, as I say. Hoselton, three-pointer from the corner. Off the mark, no good. Rebounded by Odell. Quickly across the timeline to the middle. Has the ball knocked away, stolen away by Hoselton. Two on two. Feeds it to Big Richards, lays it up and in. There he is again, running the floor. Better feed him. And it's 55-50. Casey, 4:38 to go in the game.
20 points for Richards.
Odell right side to Winningham on the wing, guarded by Richards in the man-to-man. Now Nelms at the top of the key. Underneath to Winningham. Reverse layup up and in as he got around Richards again using his quickness. 55-52. Indians down by only three. 4:15 to go in the game. Here's Gilbert. Now to Livingston on the deep right wing. Haven't heard much from Livingston here in this second half, but he can explode at any time. Gilbert out front against the zone. Now Livingston on the right wing. Top of the key to Gilbert. Right side to Livingston on the wing again. Now to Gilbert again. Looking for a screen at the top of the key. Here's a baseline jumper from 12 off the mark by Livingston. Rebound tapped around. Brought down by Hoselton. He gets it to Richards, who lays it up and in. Richards with the basket. 57-52. Casey, 3:35 to go in the game. Odell across the timeline on the dribble. Now in the right corner to Marsh. Zeus looks to the middle. Nothing happening there. Winningham on the right wing. Now underneath to Marsh. Zeus cut off by a double team. Back to Winningham. His free throw line jumper is off the mark. No good. Nelms can't handle the rebound. And it's Casey ball. Gilbert across the timeline to Downs, now back out front to Gilbert. 3 minutes, 5 seconds to go in the game. Down the stretch we come, 57-52. Casey. Downs in the right corner, back out to Livingston. Now to Gilbert, now to Livingston again. The right corner to Downs. Downs double teamed in the middle to Richards. They feed it back out to Gilbert. Down the lane he comes. Back out front. Here's Livingston down the lane. Arita Richards lays it up and in. Great ball movement that time by Casey. Around and then in and then back out and around again. And finally found Richards underneath. 59-52. 2:30 to go in the game. Waddell out front. Big trip down for the Indians. Down by 7. Winningham in the right corner. Back to in the right wing to Odell. Odell on the right baseline, cut off by Big Richards. Back out to Nelms. RJ feeding underneath to Jones, who lays it up and too hard. Missed a layup. The Indians got what they wanted but couldn't convert. 59-52, 2 minutes to go in the game. Here's Livingston, a long three from the right wing. No good. Rebounded by Nelms. Long down court heave to Marsh, who lays it up and in. Zeus Marsh with the basket. 59-54, a minute 50 to go in this game. This game has flown by. Neither one of these coaches has used a timeout or one or two in this game. Here's Livingston out front, double team in the corner to Downs. Back out front to Gilbert. Minute 35 to go. Three-pointer from the corner off the mark by Hosselton. Rebounded by Downs. Here's Livingston's floater in the lane, up and in from 10. This one I said the guy hadn't done anything. He hits a 10-footer.
First basket of the second half. He now has 15 points.
61-54. Casey by 7. Big trip down for the Indians. Have to score here somehow, some way. Here's Odell. Left side. Loses the dribble, but he was fouled. Fouled by the Warriors. Livingston. Noah Livingston.
His second.
Minute 7 to go in this game.
Not been many fouls tonight either, Steve. Probably not been 10 fouls called in the whole game. That's another reason it's just flying right by.
Parkman in. Powell in for the Indians. Randy Bishop getting some fresh legs out there for this final minute, 7 seconds. Zeus Marsh will inbound again. Indians need a score of some kind. This trip down. Parkman in the left corner. Powell a long three. It's no good. Rebound battle for, brought down by Downs. A minute to go in the game. 61-54. Indians down by 7. Here is Hosselton shooting and scoring at the other end on the right baseline. That might do it there. 63-54. Powell, top of the key. Left side to Marsh on the wing. Marsh on the dribble. Loses the dribble. Now gets it back. Now to Winningham. 12-footer. Right side of the lane. No good. Rebounded by Gilbert. He dribbles away from pressure. Across the timeline with 30 seconds to go. And Casey in control here. The ball kicked by the Indians with 26.9 seconds to go. And many of the fans begin to head for the exits here. With a Casey win, which will be their 23rd, almost in the bag here. Casey will inbound underneath us here, our broadcast position here at Casey. And it comes out front to Livingston. Nelms went for the steal, didn't get it. Back out front to Livingston as they hold the ball. 19 seconds to go. Here's Gilbert out front. Indians playing chase, not fouling either. Here's Hosselton, top of the key. Now off the Downs. 9 seconds to go. Indians not going to foul here. 63-54. That's going to be the final score. And Noah Livingston just dribbles it out. And the Casey Westfield Warriors have defeated the Lawrenceville Indians by a score of 63-54. For Casey, as we said earlier, now with 23 wins, 20 games above 500 at 23-3, and they're closing in on the regular season LIC title. They're 7-0. Indians, meanwhile, drop now to 12-14, and they're 3-4 in conference play. Again, the Indians battled hard here, but could not overcome the three-point shooting of Casey. And Casey wins it 63-54. Indian basketball here on Light 103 WAKO, brought your way by Best Way Express. If you have a Class A CDL, call 833-BESTWAY today. Your truck driving career is waiting. By Lawrence County Memorial Hospital, local medical professionals caring for local people. And by Larry Bob's Pizza in Lawrenceville, famous for their delicious mouth-watering pizza. How about one now? Or now after the game?
The number to call is 943 2612, and they can get you a Farouk right away.
All right, 63-54, the final. Indians lose by 9 here to Casey. We're back with the postgame show in 3 minutes. You're listening to Indian Basketball on Light 103.
Rely on Leggett Lumber and Hardware for help with battling the cold. Leggett Lumber in Bridgeport has sleds and snow shovels, ice melt, scrapers, insulation for those pipes, windshield washer fluid, antifreeze, and windshield covers to keep the ice and snow off the windshield. Not sure what you need? Take a picture and bring it in. Leggett Lumber answers questions all day for folks working on spring projects and battling the deep freeze. Leggett Lumber also has pipe fittings and pipe for repairs for what breaks in this weather. And battery chargers. Google us. Leggett Lumber and Hardware in Bridgeport.
Hoax Hair Studio, your image consultant. Because you change. The needs of your hair change. Your face shape changes. Your skin changes, especially in the winter. Your nails change, don't they? Just look at them. And what you did 5 years ago, even last year, probably not the best thing for how you've changed. Call Hoax Hair Studio, 618-943-4567. Make an appointment. Get a beauty assessment. Just north of the square on 12th Street in Lawrenceville. Google us, Hoax Hair Studio.
Hi, this is Nathan Utley, Ag Lending Officer at Citizens National Bank of Albion. National FFA Week is February 17th through the 24th. We couldn't be more proud of the leadership, growth, and success in the agricultural projects and community service that our FFA members provide. Our future looks bright with these agricultural leaders of tomorrow. Please join Citizens National Bank in recognizing and congratulating our area FFA chapters.
Citizens National Bank of Albion, no better banking, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Cunningham Young Funeral Home, Lawrence County's choice for your funeral and memorial needs. I am Melinda Young. As the only second-generation family-owned funeral home in Lawrence County, we understand the value of family. In times of loss, you need someone looking out for your emotional and financial needs. We will help you make the best decisions for you and your loved ones. Cunningham Young Funeral Home, for your family's funeral, memorial, and monument needs. Allow us to talk with you about your pre-need plans, too. Cunningham Young Funeral Home, for your funeral and memorial needs.
Carl Richland Memorial Hospital is pleased to announce the addition of a certified nurse midwife to our medical staff. Stephanie Gordon has been a midwife since 2015 and is excited to begin taking care of patients in the Richland and surrounding areas. Stephanie can care for women during all stages of life, including birth control management, prenatal and postnatal care, hormone replacement therapy, and regular well women exams. To make an appointment with Stephanie, call the CRMH Family Practice Clinic at 618-392-2940.
You're independent. So are we. People's State Bank is a locally owned independent bank. Because of that, we make our own loan decisions right here at the bank. If you have questions from the application to the closing, you get a real person to answer them. Someone you know with local experience. We offer fast answers on your loan requests and personal service throughout the life of your loan.
People's State Bank, your community bank. Equal housing lender, member FDIC. Visit us today for more details or go online at psbnewton.com.
Happy New Year from your Lawrence County Health Department. I'm Andrea McDowell, Director of Human Resources and Marketing here at your Lawrence County Health Department. We at the Health Department feel privileged to be able to offer so many valuable services here locally to you, the residents of Lawrence and surrounding counties. Everyone at your Lawrence County Health Department thanks you for allowing us the opportunity to help. We wish you a new year of health and prosperity.
Back here at Casey, where the Lawrenceville Indians have lost to the Casey Westfield Warriors by a score of 63-54. We're joined by Indian head coach Randy Bishop. And Randy, your ball club stayed right with them, but boy, they really, really killed you with the three ball here tonight.
Yeah, well, we played a matchup zone. We haven't played that. I probably haven't played that in 15 years. But when I played Tom years ago as a young coach, they had struggled with that sometimes, so I tried it tonight. We'd only worked on it once. Kids hung around. You're just looking at a 9-point loss. We had chances, got it to like 5. But this is one of the better teams in the conference, and we played with them. So I'm really proud of how I would like to win, of course. But we're proud of how hard they play. That's probably the best offensive rebounding and defensive rebounding Zeus Marsh has played since I've been here on the backside of the 131. Just a couple of fluke turnovers down there, but that's much better than what we played the other night. So I'm happy, and this would be a good time to start winning down the stretch. I think we can get the next two games and have a little bit of win. I'm going into the regional and get a chance to play Red Hill again for the third time.
Randy, you seem to have a lot of success tonight hitting cutters on the way to the basket. Was that something that you had found
We tweaked our offense a little bit, and the kids did a good job reading tonight when they overplayed us. And I thought we made nice passes. You know, we had thrown that away a couple of years, weeks ago. But I thought they did a real good job on the offensive end. But, you know, Richards is a load down inside. We did pretty good. You have to give up something. You're either going to give up the three ball or you're going to give up layups to him inside. First quarter, with the matchup, they hit threes. Second quarter, but those become harder to make in the fourth quarter. They didn't make as many of those down the stretch. But I'm happy about that. We made a few. We missed a couple of easy ones in there. Blaine got tired, but he did a nice job posting up Richard. He just missed a few shots down there. And Blaine went 100% from the free throw line. That might be the first.
Yeah.
Well, Randy, as you mentioned, we're getting down the stretch here. You've got two more games remaining. You travel to Carmi-White County for a non-conference game, then Paris at home. Those are winnable games.
I think we can win both those games, and that would be good to get a little bit of momentum when we run into the regional. You know, I keep encouraging them because I've had four and five teams seeds before that's won the regional. So I think we'll play much better if we get by Red Hill. We'll play much better with Mount Carmel than we did the last time we played them.
All right, Randy, we'll see you next week.
All right, thank you, guys.
Thanks,
Indian
Randy.
Head coach Randy Bishop. Indians again lose by a score of 63-54. This is the Hoax Hair Studio post-game report. Indians again lose 63-54. We're back to summarize this game after this from Hoax Hair Studio. You're listening to Indian Basketball on Light 103.
Hoax Hair Studio, your image consultant. Because you change. The needs of your hair change. Your face shape changes. Your skin changes, especially in the winter. Your nails change, don't they? Just look at them. And what you did 5 years ago, even last year, probably not the best thing for how you've changed. Call Hoax Hair Studio, 618-943-4567. Make an appointment. Get a beauty assessment. Just north of the square on 12th Street in Lawrenceville. Google us, Hoax Hair Studio.
Back here at KZ, fans filing out here on senior night, having watched the Warriors knock off the Indians here, but not without a battle. 63-54. Indians, as we mentioned earlier, two games now below 500, 12-14, 3-4 in league play. KZ 23-3, 7-0 in league play. Bill has some final numbers.
Yeah, Steve, this was a pretty good ball game all the way around. The Indians had a lead early. KZ roared back, started hitting those three-pointers, and both teams had 15 points in the first quarter. The Warriors took the lead to at halftime of 34-29. KZ was up 51-45 after three periods and then outscored the Indians 12-9 in that fourth quarter to win it 63-54. For KZ, Richards was a man among boys tonight. Luke Richards hit 10 out of 12 shots from the floor, perfect in four attempts at the foul line, had 10 rebounds, 24 points. So 24 points, 10 rebounds, a double-double for the big senior for KZ. Luke Richards. Hosselton finished with 18 points. He had 4 three-pointers in the game. Livingston finished with 15 points. He had 13 of those in the first half. 6 points for Marcus Downs. Ethan Gilbert started and didn't score, and the only KZ player off the bench to see any action was Dawson DeLoppe. He didn't score. For the Indians, a nice game for both Zeus Marsh and Blaine Winningham. Winningham led the way. He hit 7 out of 15 shots from the floor, 2 of 3 from the foul, 2 of 2 from the foul line, finished with 16 points to lead the team. Zeus Marsh, as I said, had a nice game as well. He hit 7 out of 10 from the floor, 1 of 2 from the foul stripe, grabbed 10 rebounds, and finished with 15 points. So 16 from Winningham, 15 from Marsh. Jordan Jones had 7 points. Connor O'Dell finished with 6 points, as did Damon Parkman off the bench. A basket for R.J. Nelms, a basket for Noah Weger. And Cale Powell played off the bench, but did not score. So again, the final, 63 for KZ, 54 for the Indians.
Indians won the JV contest, tight game, 53-52. Damon Parkman with 16, Skyler Tool with 12, Cale Powell with 11. The Indians battled hard here, but lose by a score, again, of 63-54. So it's on to next week, the final week of the regular season. Indians on the road, playing at McDougal Evers Gym in Carmi against the Carmi White County Bulldogs.
We need to name the Bill Dobson Ford
Tough
Player of the Game.
Yes, we do. Steve, Bill Dobson, Ford Tough Player of the Game. What do you think?
Zeus Marsh had one of his better games tonight, Steve, all around. He had 7 out of 10 shots from the field, 1 of 2 from the foul line, grabbed 10 big rebounds, 5 in each half, finished with 15 points, and Zeus Marsh is the Bill Dobson Ford Tough Player of the Game.
Double-double for Zeus Marsh, the Player of the Game. Thanks to our producer-engineer back at the Waco Studios for his good work. That's been Gil T. Wilson. Bill, thanks to you for your good work. We'll see you next week.
Yes, Steve, always a good time, and thank you.
All right. And thanks to you, of course, for listening. Indians lose it here, 63-54. Indians 2 games below 500, but again, 2 winnable games at Carmi on Tuesday and at home against Paris a week from tonight to try to get to the 500 mark before regional time. Again, the final here, it was Casey 63, Lawrenceville 54. Steve Anderson saying so long from Casey High School Gymnasium.
It's national tax time, and Bill Dobson Ford is having a national tax time blowout. All used inventory is drastically reduced. No gimmicks, no tricks, no hidden fees. No reasonable offer refused. Payments start as low as $88 per month. Drive one and save during the national tax time blowout at Bill Dobson Ford in downtown Washington, or shop 24/7 at BillDobson.com. You'll see why their customers say a Dobson deal is a better deal.
Do you have a CDL? If you're looking for a local driving job, Best Way Express is looking for you. If you are at least 23 with 1 year truck driving experience, Best Way Express has immediate openings for spotter drivers in Princeton. Starting pay is $17.10 per hour with guaranteed overtime and a monthly safety bonus available. Don't wait. Call Best Way Express today, 833-237-8929. That's 833-BEST-WAY. Drivers are needed today.
At News 10, we bring you more of the day's top local stories, letting you know how they'll impact your town, your neighborhood, your family. When severe weather threatens, we bring you Mother Nature's story, helping keep you and your family safe until the storm is past. And what would life in the Wabash Valley be without our sports? Whether it's your high school or favorite local college, we keep you in step with your team's stories. The stories of the Wabash Valley, only on News 10. Coverage you can count on.
You've been listening to Lawrenceville Indian Basketball on Lawrence County Sports Leader, WAKO Light 103, part of DLC Media Sports. Brought to you this season by People State Bank, Citizens National Bank of Albion, Carl Richland Memorial Hospital, Scott's Health Mart Pharmacy, Lawrence County Health Department, Casey State Bank, Larry Bogue's Pizza, Leggett Lumber, Wabash General Hospital, Cunningham Young Funeral Home, Amberall Federal Credit Union, Bill Dobson Ford, WTHI TV 10, Best Way Express, Lawrence County Memorial Hospital, Sippets and Sweet Teas. Lawrenceville Indian Basketball, brought to you all season long here on Light 103, WAKO. Lawrenceville, Vincennes.